Andy.
Good to talk to you again, Andy. It's been a
couple cheery
weeks.
Tonight. I feel good.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you? Well, that's
Edelman's
that's
back,
good.
Baby.
Oh, no. Hold on. Time out. We got a Brian Hoyer jersey, and this person, see?
He actually looks like Brian Hoyer.
You look like Hoyer.
Oh, boy.
Now the news is spreading. The news is spreading about the jerseys
it
here.
Is.
Now what we've been doing, Andy, is we've been watching all the people that walk by us. We're facing out at Patriot Place. And obviously you can't do this with us, so you can't have this fun. But we watch all the people walking by, and we look for unique jerseys in the crowd. And we let people know that we've seen such jerseys. We just saw a guy wearing a Brian Hoyer jersey, and he looks like
authentic
Hoyer.
Or replica?
Replica. Replica,
okay,
not
yeah,
authentic.
Oh, you're talking about the jersey or Hoyer as a quarterback?
Both replicas. Both are replicas. Good job.
Oh,
Chris.
We don't need to. Let's go more
like
positive.
Brian.
Let's find a more positive angle.
I think Brian Hoyer has been in the NFL for so long? Because people like him. That's what it comes down to. You're a likable guy.
Right.
He's a solid backup.
Right?
He can get you through for 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, he's not without skill. He has skill. He's worthy of being a backup. He's just never anything more than that. When you need to start him for any extended stretch, you realize why he's a backup.
Wouldn't start him in a playoff game, if I could avoid
No, yes, no.
Neither would Bill O'Brien
so,
if he could
Andy,
do it over again.
But. Andy, what do you think about this game tonight? Tell me what you got on your mind since you're so cheery.
What I have on my mind is this is the ultimate tough spot for the Colts. There is just nothing you really can point to as to why the Colts should win this football game. The first and foremost is the Thursday night football road team is always at the disadvantage. And then you look at Andrew Luck and a 1-3 team that probably isn't overly talented, and half the talent is not going to play in this game. His next best player, T.Y. Hilton, out. One of his offensive linemen, out. His tight end, out. A starting corner, out. This stud rookie linebacker, even if he plays, is clearly close to being out or being a game time type decision. Darius Leonard.
That's true.
So even
yeah,
that,
very good.
I mean, there's like nothing to point to say, yeah, the Colts are ready to come in here and upset it. And the Patriots have an emotional advantage from Julian Edelman. I really think that is going to be a spark for this stadium, for this team, for that huddle, for Tom Brady. So I think he's really going to be welcomed back and just allowed to just sort of rejoin the offense where he left off a year and a half ago. So I think all signs point to the Patriots getting a nice little winning streak here and taking care of business.
Andy, should we read anything into the idea that in order to activate Julian Edelman, it was Kenyon Barner, a running back that the Patriots cut, and that they only have two true running backs right now? It's James White and rookie Sony Michel. Should we read anything into that in terms of what the game plan is tonight, how to attack the Colts?
No, I wouldn't. And, I mean, the Colts' run defense has been competitive this year. They struggled a little bit against Mixon on opening day, but other than that, they're below 4 yards a carry allowed. I know the Patriots have had a lot of success in the past running on the Colts. There's been some really big games by Blunt and those guys.
Jonas Gray.
But I don't Jonas Gray, obviously, the SI cover boy for a short stint there.
Garrett Blunt, 4 touchdowns in the playoffs.
Where do you think Jonas Gray is now?
He's on Twitter.
I have said
that.
I actually pitched that to somebody here to do like a Patriots.com version of 30 for 30 and find Jonas Gray, because that's a remarkable story. He was a star for like a half a second. But aside from that, I don't think the Patriots thought Barner was really a running back. I think he was a punt returner who could come in at the running back position and give you some snaps. So I don't know that they would really feel any better about him in that role in the fourth quarter in a real game. So I think right now, yes, they're undermanned. The depth there is lacking. You have Sony Michel as a real runner, and that's about it, because we know White is essentially a passing back. But I still think you're going to see Sony Michel be a part of this game. And then if something happens there, then I think you scramble from there and probably just throw the ball all over the field.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of to circle back to the question. Like, to me, I look at that and say, if you decided you were going to come out and pound the rock in the running game just to cover yourself, you would have released another player. Because you only have two running backs. To me, I look at it, and I think they look at like a guy like Kenny Moore being out starting corner for the Colts, and they look at the Colts and they say, well, we can pass on these guys. So we don't really, we're going to pass to James White. Michelle's our running back, but we're going to have a lot of options in the passing game, so we can afford to only go into this with two true running backs, because the game plan is let's throw it against these guys.
Yeah, I think they want to throw the ball. There's no question. I think you're going to have success there. But I think they look at if Sony Michel goes down, it's no different without Barner on the roster than it is with him. I think either way, they would change their game plan and no longer be running the football, because I don't think Barner is really a capable NFL 15-type carry back. So I think either way, you were going to scramble. So why keep him around? Because, you know, he's not going to help you with punt returns anymore because now you have Cyrus Jones and Julian Edelman back there. So I think Barner's value was just gone.
Andy, isn't it sort of disappointing that tonight it's Andrew Luck against Tom Brady, and that's not really even a big deal because of where Andrew Luck is at?
Well, it's not just where Luck is at. It's where the Colts team and the weapons around him. Yeah, you would love for this to be, you know, a new age shootout, a younger gun who's hitting the prime of his career. But just that whole shoulder issue for multiple seasons has really just sucked the life out of his career trajectory. And, I mean, this was the can't-miss number one pick, automatic franchise quarterback. He was in the playoffs against the Patriots, so he was starting to chip away at that legacy early on. And then the organizational ineptitude and his injury just sort of sucked the air out of that balloon of his career. And it just came around the room back to the earth. And
do you know what
that's
else
unfortunate.
I think it is? Yeah, the other part of it is there's a lot of now good young quarterbacks in the game.
Yep.
Which sort of push him down the list. That's what it does.
Yeah, I mean, you forget about him because he didn't play last year, though. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, he came in.
And I haven't given up on him.
No, I haven't either. But I don't think he's close to where he was.
I think his team stinks. That's what
true.
I think.
Right. Also true.
Like, I mean,
I'd like to see.
This roster terrible.
I'm not trying to put it all on
He has one good player, T.Y. Hilton.
They
I would love
to
put him in Kansas City.
Team.
Right. Put him in Kansas City. Put him in L.A. Put him with weapons. He's fine.
Yeah, well, fine, but I still don't think he's the guy that he was 5 years ago.
Well, we're going to find out. I know a lot of people made a big deal about bringing in Brissett for the Hail Mary, yada, yada, yada. I don't really buy that. I think Andrew Luck is progressing, but he did go a long time without throwing a football. There's an injury there. There may be some limitations, but I still think when it settles in and you get his weapons either back on the field with Doyle and Hilton or add to it so he has some, you know, competitive guys to work with, I think he's going to be among the league leaders in passing in future years because I think he's just too good with his head to his head will make up for whatever little bit he's lost in the arm.
Yeah, I think he's great. I just think that, you know, where he's at now, not where he used to be, and he may soon return to that. And by the way, on the throw that they brought Brissett in for, that just tells me what's the point? What's the point of risking anything with Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
Right?
Dude,
that's just smart. I give the Colts credit. What's the point of having put everything into a throw when he could run the risk of aggravating or re-injuring something?
Yeah, I think a lot of people jump to the conclusion, oh, they don't think he can get it to the end zone. I think it's what you just said. What's the point? What's the point of him throwing his arm out, maybe doing some damage for, you know, a flip of the coin hope, right? You know, you have a guy on the sideline who's more than capable. Now, the guy almost threw it out the back of the end zone. It wasn't a great play.
I mean,
but,
he came.
Much was made of that for no reason.
He came into the league when the league was desperate for a new wave of young quarterbacks. And I think that's why, you know, people had really pinned a lot of hopes on him. I think we all did because we all wanted to see the league have that next crop of guys, and he and RG3 came in at the same time. We wanted both of them to do well, and right now it doesn't look like
I'll just say this,
they're
going
to reach the levels we thought they would.
I think that's true, but I think Andrew Luck was able to mask and disguise a lot of the construction flaws of the Colts team before when that team was making the playoffs. Like, I don't think that they were as good as, you know, playing the Patriots in an AFC championship game in 2014, but they had Andrew Luck, and I think that he was able to sort of mask a lot of the flaws in that team, and now they're just at a point where, like, you know, he's not capable of doing that because he's coming off the injury, and they're really sort of rebuilding this team. I mean, what kind of running back does he have? What kind of offensive line? The defense is very young. They start 5 rookies in week one. This is a team that is trying to, on the fly, sort of renovate its roster, and that puts a lot on Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I still think I still think in the long run he is a, you know, top 10, top 5 type quarterback. And, you know, he's done more in this league than some of these guys that are being anointed. And I'm not saying these guys aren't good, but, you know, I watch these shows and it's like, you know, Doug Marrone saying that Pat Mahomes is playing the position better than anyone ever has. And, you know, Baker Mayfield is the Brett Favre of this era. And it's like, 3 or 4 games in, people want to anoint these guys, and I don't really understand it. It makes me want to defend Tony Maserati. So he had something negative to say after a couple games about Sony Michel, and he was lambasted for it. But if you go out and say something ridiculous like Pat Mahomes is playing the quarterback position better than anyone ever has, people are okay with it because it's a positive statement. It's as equally ridiculous to say it after a month.
True. All right, Andy, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya. Love, Tony.
Bye. Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, sticking up for another tough guy. That's what he was doing there.